Goedemorgen, hartelijk welkom op Eerste Paasdag bij Hour of Power. Laat ik beginnen met iedereen heel gezegende paasdagen toe te wensen. Dan zeg je misschien gezegende paasdagen, wat bedoelt u daarmee? Paas, dat heeft toch te maken met de paashaas, of paaseieren zoeken of kleuren. Ja, ook wel een beetje. Maar paas heeft een veel diepere betekenis. En in deze dienst willen we je graag vertellen wat dat is. Pasen is het feest van nieuw leven. Dominee Schulle spreekt daarover in de Crystal Cathedral. En als gast van Hour of Power Nederland, dominee Wiggelen Tamboer, een van de predikanten van de snelst groeiende jongerenkerken van Nederland. Veel muziek in de Crystal Cathedral. Daniel Rodriguez, de zingende politieman uit New York, die ook dit keer, dit jaar met de kerstconcerten weer hoopt te komen zingen. De Gatlin Brothers en nog veel meer. Nou, ik denk dat het hoog tijd is om over te schakelen naar de Crystal Cathedral in Anaheim, Californië.
Happy Easter.
Happy
Easter. He is risen.
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 This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Oh.
Oh Lord, we thank you for this glorious hour, this moment where we are connected with you in spirit. And so on Easter morning, we recognize that you are Lord of our lives today. We commit ourselves wholly and completely to you and to your will. And so into your hands, we commit our spirit. And as you have risen from the grave to bring life, so allow your life to fill our hearts with your love. We love you, Lord. Amen.
Awake from your slumber. Arise from your sleep. A new day is dawning for all those who weep. The people in darkness have seen a great light. The Lord of our longing has conquered the night. Let us build a city of God. Let our tears be turned into dancing. For the Lord, our light and our love, has turned the night into day. We are sons of the morning. We are daughters of day. The one who has loved us has brightened our way. The God of all kindness has called us to be a light to his people, that all hearts be free. Let us build a city of God. May our tears be turned into dancing. For the Lord, our light and our love, has turned the night into day. O city of gladness, now lift up your voice. Proclaim the glad tidings that all may rejoice. Rejoice! Let us build a city of God. May our tears be turned into dancing. For the Lord, our light and our love, has turned the night into day. For the Lord, our light and our love, has turned the night into day. For the Lord, our light and our love, has turned the night into day. The night into day. The night into
hear the account of Easter morning as it is recorded in the New Testament. After the Sabbath, at dawn, on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven and, going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. The angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid. For I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He's not here. He has risen just as he said. Come see the place where he lay. Now, go quickly and tell his disciples that He is risen from the dead and is going ahead of them into Galilee. There you will see them. Now I've told you this. So the women hurried away from the tomb, afraid yet filled with joy, and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly, Jesus met them. "Greetings," he said. In awe, they came to him, clasped his feet, and worshiped him.
Brother Steve, Brother Rudy, and I are very glad and happy and grateful to be with you wonderful people this morning. And we're especially thankful for the amazing grace of God. Let's do it, boys.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a soul like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we've no less days to sing God's praise than when we first begun. We've no less days to sing God's praise than when we first begun.
Now, the day before the Sabbath, a man named Joseph of Arimathea, a good man and righteous, went in boldly to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus, and Pilate gave him leave. So Joseph took him down from the cross and wrapped him in fine linen and laid him in his own new tomb, which was hewn out of a rock. And Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of Jesus and the Mary from Galilee beheld how his body was laid there. Then Joseph rolled a great stone over the door of the tomb, and they went and rested on the Sabbath day, according to the commandment. Now, as it began to dawn on the first day of the week, they came to the sepulcher at the rising of the sun, and they said among themselves, "Who shall roll us away the stone from the door?" But when they looked, they saw that the stone was rolled away. And entering into the tomb, they saw an angel sitting on the right side. His appearance was as lightning, and his garment white as snow. And he said to them, "Why seek ye the living among the dead? Jesus the Nazarene, who was crucified, is risen. He is not here. Come, see the place where the Lord lay. So go your way. Tell his disciples that he goeth before you, but ye shall see him as he told." Then Peter ran and looked, wondering at what was come to pass, for they had not known that he must rise again. And they returned to Jerusalem, rejoicing, "The Lord is risen." When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, Jesus came where the disciples were and stood among them and said, "Peace be unto you." And to Simon Peter he said, "Simon, son of John, lovest thou me?" And Simon Peter said, "Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee." And Jesus said to him, "Tend my sheep." And to all he said, "As the Father hath sent me, even so I send you. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to the whole creation." Now of the things which Jesus did, if they should be written, every one, I suppose the world itself could not contain the books which would be written.
We knew he was dead. "It is finished," he said. We had watched as his life ebbed away. Then we all stood around till the guards took him down. Joseph begged for his body that day. It was late afternoon when we got to the tomb, wrapped his body and sealed up the grave. So I know how you feel. His death was so real. But please listen and hear what I say. I've just seen Jesus. I tell you, he's alive. Asking what was my reason for tears. And I sobbed in despair. "My Lord is not there," he said, "child, it is I am he."
Oh,
Erg mooi gezongen. Door Devin Guthrie. I've just seen Jesus and he's alive. Ik heb Jezus gezien en hij leeft. En dat was de constatering van de twee vrouwen, waaronder de moeder van Jezus, bij het open graf. Dat is Pasen. En daar gaan we het vanmorgen over hebben bij Hour of Power Nederland met dominee Wiglet Tamboer. Hij is predikant van een van de snelst groeiende kerken van Nederland, de Meerkerk in Hoofddorp. Wiglet, goedemorgen.
Goedemorgen.
Pasen. Kijk, ik vind kerst altijd heel makkelijk om aan vrienden te vertellen. Jezus die geboren wordt in een kribbetje, allemaal teer en te begrijpen. Maar nu Pasen, want dat is het einde van de loopbaan van Jezus.
Ja. Nou, dat kindje is natuurlijk teer en mooi, maar de geboorte is natuurlijk ook een geweldig wonder. Het is dat het zoveel gebeurt, ja. Maar elke geboorte is een wonder. En de opstanding is nog maar één keer gebeurd. En daar kijken we vreemd tegenaan. Maar in de hemel zijn heel veel mensen die opgestaan zijn vanuit de opstandingskracht van Jezus Christus, die leven. Alleen ze hebben het ons nog niet kunnen vertellen. Wij moeten leven uit het geloof. En dat geloof is ook een beetje een mysterie.
Dus wat jij zegt, mensen die gelovig zijn, die leven verder.
Ja, maar niet alleen verder. Het is niet een oneindig leven zoals we het leven kennen. Het is een totaal ander leven. En Jezus zelf probeert dat uit te leggen, dat mysterie. En dan neemt hij met zijn discipelen, en ik heb het maar meegenomen in een klein doosje. We wonen midden in Haarlemmermeer. Onze kerk is omringd door agrarisch gebied, ook met graan. En ik heb het maar meegenomen. Als je handen even ophoudt, dan krijgen we wat van me. Graankorrels. En als ik er zomaar eentje neem, dan zeg je, ja, dat kennen we allemaal, maar het is toch een wonder dat als je dit in de grond stopt, dat er een korenaarde uitkomt. En als Jezus gevraagd wordt naar Goede Vrijdag, zijn sterven, maar ook naar Pasen, zijn opstanding, dan neemt hij met zijn discipelen een graankorrel en dan zegt hij, als deze graankorrel niet in de aarde valt en sterft, dan blijft zij op zichzelf. En er zijn zaden in de piramides bijvoorbeeld van de graven van de farao's die daar al 5000 jaar gelegen hebben. En die zijn op zichzelf. Er is niets aan veranderd. Eigenlijk lijken ze dood.
Zoals die is, bedoel je, op zichzelf?
Ja, ja. Ze blijven gewoon zoals ze zijn. En ze lijken dood. Maar als ze in de aarde komen, er komt vocht bij, het kan gaan ontkiemen, dan ineens blijkt er toch leven te zijn. En dat leven resulteert uiteindelijk in een korenaar. Waar niet één, niet twee, maar 40, 60, 80, Jezus zegt soms wel 100 nieuwe graankorrels in zitten. Nou, dat is het wonder van Goede Vrijdag en Pasen. Dit is Goede Vrijdag. Jezus geeft zichzelf en uit het graf, uit de aarde, staat hij op met nieuw leven. Een prachtig leven, een vruchtbaar leven. En dat is het nieuwe leven van Pasen. De dood is dood, leven het leven.
En wat is dat dan, dat leven?
Dat leven is een ander leven dan wij het kennen. Iedereen denkt, leven, eeuwig leven is gewoon heel lang leven. Nee, het is een totaal ander leven. En dat is niet te begrijpen, maar Jezus was de eerste die dat toonde. Hij was niet met een tijd en plaats gebonden. Het allermooiste was dat zijn lichaam niet meer, zeg maar, door de zwaartekracht naar beneden getrokken werd. En dan bedoel ik niet alleen de zwaartekracht letterlijk, maar ook de zwaarte van het leven. Dat we vergankelijk zijn. Dat we openstaan voor ziekte en zeer en pijn en moeite en strijd. Paulus noemt ergens ons lichaam een armzalig lichaam. En dan zegt hij, we zien uit naar de opgestane Jezus die eens terug zal komen om ons armzalig lichaam te veranderen in wat de Bijbel dan noemt een verheerlijk lichaam. En hoe dat zal zijn, weet ik niet. Het is een mysterie, maar ik omarm het. Ik zie ernaar uit. Het lijkt me geweldig. Ik denk dat dat het diepste is waar de mensen naar verlangt.
Tref me wel dat je eerlijk zegt, het is een mysterie, dat je niet probeert het geloof te verklaren en helemaal uit te leggen.
Nee, geloof is geloof. Het is vertrouwen, het is jezelf toevertrouwen aan iemand. En dan denk ik, als Jezus dit alles voor ons overgehad heeft, je noemde net kerst, geboorte, maar dat is God die mens wordt. Geboren onder toch niet al te mooie omstandigheden in een stal. Hij leeft een leven en uiteindelijk sterft hij een dood. En dat is niet zomaar een dood, het overkwam hem niet, maar hij koos om die weg te gaan en werd uiteindelijk afgeslacht. Want aan een kruis sterven was het ergste wat alleen criminelen overkwam. Ja.
Er wordt vandaag over de hele wereld, want het grootste deel van de mensheid is christen, Pasen gevierd, behalve in de orthodoxe kerk, dat is eind april. In jouw kerk komen honderden en honderden jongeren die ook nog eens super enthousiast zijn, die de hele week door allerlei activiteiten hebben. Heel veel mensen zullen zeggen, ja, jongeren en geloof, gebeurt dat nog?
Ja, ik zou bijna zeggen, het gebeurt juist. Daar moeten we denk ik wel een weg voor vinden. Ja. En wij in de Meerkerk hebben een weg gevonden door jongeren hun eigen dienst te geven. Met eigen muziek, met eigen invulling. Ze doen het in een oude boerenschuur, dus midden in die Haarlemmermeer. En mogen dat doen, natuurlijk onder supervisie. En elke zondag, parallel aan de diensten voor wat we dan noemen de 18-plus, de volwassenen, zijn jongeren bezig om hun geloof eigentijds toegespitst op hun eigen problematieken. En ik hoor daar hele goede berichten over. En het is geweldig om dat te zien. En ik denk dat het geloof ook juist voor jongeren is. Als je jong bent, door je puberteit gaat, is het juist het moment waar je je afvraagt, wie ben ik, waar kom ik vandaan, waar wil ik heen? De druk op je in je carrièrekeuze, in je keuze voor school, voor je opleiding. Het is geweldig om dan te ontdekken dat er een God is die geïnteresseerd is in jouw leven. Ik zeg het wel eens, Jezus is ook puber geweest. En dan kijken mensen, die zien hem alleen maar als een volwassene. Jezus houdt van alle kinderen, daar is een liedje over. Maar misschien houdt hij net zoveel nog wel meer van jongeren, want dat is nu juist de tijd waar het op aankomt. Om op eigen benen te gaan staan. En dan zegt Jezus, maar dat hoeft niet. Je mag staan op mij. Ik ben de rots. Ik wil je vastigheid in het leven geven. Ik begrijp je, ik ken je, ik doorgrond je. Kom bij mij. We gaan het samen doen.
Geweldig. Mooi. Ik ben je heel dankbaar dat je hier vanmorgen, want het zijn drukke dagen voor predikanten, dat je hier wilde zijn. God houdt van je en ik ook. Dat is het boek van dominee Schuller, die je persoonlijk ook kent.
Ja,
al dus je bent een trouwe kijker van de Hour of Power.
Absoluut, al vele jaren. Decennia, Jan. Decennia.
Je hebt in Amerika gestudeerd, vlakbij de Crystal Cathedral. En dit wil ik graag meegeven voor je vrouw. Het is een kruisje, dat staat op God loves you and so do I. En dat willen we graag geven aan mensen die voor het eerst naar de uitzending kijken of nog
bij. Ik zal het aan jullie geven en dat zal een plezier. Dank je.
Nogmaals, gezegende paasdagen. En die gezegende paasdagen wensen we natuurlijk iedereen die kijkt toe. En zometeen in het programma zal dominee Schuller ook nog verder ingaan op het thema Pasen. Nu een mededeling, speciaal voor mensen die net zijn gaan kijken of vandaag voor het eerst.
Steeds meer mensen kijken naar de uitzendingen van Hour of Power. Vanuit de Crystal Cathedral brengt dominee Schuller aan honderdduizenden kijkers in Nederland een positieve boodschap vanuit de Bijbel. Een boodschap van geloof, hoop en liefde waar u de week mee in kunt. Kijkt u sinds kort of vandaag misschien wel voor het eerst naar Hour of Power en spreekt de dienst u aan? Dan maken wij graag kennis met u. Wanneer u vandaag contact met ons opneemt door te bellen of te schrijven, sturen wij u gratis een mooie halsketting toe met dit schitterende kruisje. Dit kruisje herinnert u aan de grenzeloze liefde die God voor een ieder van ons heeft. Bent u een van die vele nieuwe kijkers? Dan heten wij u van harte welkom.
It's Easter. Wonderful. No news is better than the old news, and that is that Easter is here, and it's God's loudest amen. I learned those lines from my Greek professor in Western Theological Seminary, Dr. Auderslice, who is still alive, keen and sharp of mind. I think he's 99 years old. And he said one time, Easter, it's man's hallelujah. It's God's loudest amen. What does amen mean? It means so be it, or it means it is good. To give you an idea of what amen means, go back and read Genesis 1, 2, and 3, and where the Bible says God looked at what he had made and said it was good. Substitute the word amen. God looked at the universe with its trees and flowers. It said, amen. God looked at the oceans and the waters and the rivers with the fish. And he said, amen. And then when he finished with a creature called human being, he looked at us, at our minds. We can think. And the souls that we have, we can have feelings different than any other creature. And we have dreaming potential to dream dreams and set goals and imagine what we can become. Possibility thinkers. He made us and he looked at that and he said, amen. And then he looked at Jesus, whom he sent into this world to be our Savior. And on Christmas morning, the little baby in Bethlehem, and God said, amen. And then came the cross that had to happen for our salvation. And the body was picked up and put in a tomb. The stone was rolled in front of it. And Saturday, all was silence and darkness. And then came the sunrise of Sunday. And the angels, the stone rolled away. And out of the blackness walked the Jesus who had been put there only 3 days before. When he walked out and lifted his face to the heavens and his arms to all the world with their fresh wounds in the palms, God said, amen. It was the end of the game. Amen. The rest was with us in Jesus. You know, there comes a time and when we realize what are the high points of life. I wrote hymns in my life. A couple have been published, and we sang one this morning. You may or may not have known. So they skipped the first verse because the service would run too long. But I want to read the three verses. It's Easter. It's Easter. The season of spring. It's Easter. It's Easter. The birds come to sing. The sun it is shining, the sky it is blue. The world comes alive with a hope that is new. It's Easter. It's Easter. The stones rolled away. It's Easter. It's Easter. This is the Lord's day. New faith for the doubter. New joy for the sad. Our Savior walks with us to keep our lives glad. It's Easter. It's Easter. Christ lives once again. It's Easter. It's Easter. God's loudest amen. We sing hallelujah. We sing praise the Lord who raised up our Jesus and spoke the last word. You know, we have to realize that we can apply these principles and passages to our lives. Yes, there is a God, and He revealed Himself. We believe in a Creator. That's a great amen. Yes, and there is a book that keeps us together. It's called the Bible. That's amen. We have a leader. His name is Jesus. Amen. We have an awareness that we are humans with brains, souls, spirits, moods, memories. Amen. And life is eternal. Death is not the last word. There's something more. What? That's for us to learn. Amen. Yes, I want you to use this Easter morning to check the amens in your life, to check the amens in your faith. How are you doing? You know, I like to think that if you have a faith and you're believing in a cosmic spirit, intelligent and warm, a Father God, amen. If you believe in the Bible, that's really a different book. God is really talking to us through that book, through people who lived it and died it. Isaiah, Jeremiah, Noah, Moses, David. You've got the book. It's an amen. If you've got a leader in your faith, don't just sit there with your brain alone trying to pick up a spiritual idea here and there and throw that one out. Yeah, I think that's possible. Oh, that's ridiculous. If you are a lonely person picking out and patching together your own faith, good gravy, you surely are not humble, that's for sure. To think you'd trust yourself in putting together a religious reality up here or here? Start with humility. I do. Why do I believe the Bible? Because it's a collection of true stories of many people covering centuries, not just one book out of the blue, and not just Schuller putting two and two together and saying, yes, that I'll take. No, I won't. If you've got a God in your system, amen. If there's a book called the Bible, amen. If there's a leader that stands out, so you have a mentor and a leader, more important and smarter than you are when it comes to religion, and his name is Jesus. Amen. That's a loud one. Many people don't quite get there. They're missing one of life's biggest amens. And if you come to an awareness of what you are as a human being with two legs and two arms and a head and a heart, and haven't grasped the consciousness of a soul, spirit, with the power to believe in something beyond the material. Take Christ. Let Him be the expert. What do I believe? Why do I believe in God? I'm sometimes asked, and I've said, because I can't believe that Jesus made a mistake. Because I believe Jesus was a lot smarter on that subject than I am. Amen. And the final amen for us as humans. God's loudest amen was when Christ walked out of that tomb. And your loudest amen and my loudest amen will be when we receive and accept Him as our Savior. Oh, what a difference that'll make in life. Loudest amen for humans is to accept this Jesus as your Savior, the last word. trust him than build a faith. I remember a time when the tower hadn't been up too long, and there were no buildings across the street, just 150 acres empty land. One day I was looking out in my office in the 12th floor, and I saw a man coming across that vacant property. Nobody walked across there, and he kept coming. And that was weird. And he came to the edge of the street and crossed the street, and he started walking on our parking lot. Weird. And he kept walking. I called somebody to check him out. So one of our security people went down, met him. Oh, he said, "My name's Jerry." He said, "Is there a minister here?" "Sure." "Could I see him?" "Sure." He came up. He said, "My name's Jerry." He said, "I'm looking for work." "Well," I said, "I think we could use you in the janitor's department if you're willing to start there." He said, "Sure." So we hired him as a janitor. Only 1 or 2 days after that, he said, "Dr. Shula, there's something I have to tell you. I'm on the lam." "What does that mean?" He said, "It means I sneaked out of Orange County Jail over there. You see the building?" "Yes." I said, "I made calls in that building." He said, "I sneaked out. I think by now they got me as an escaped convict." I said, "Gee, and we hired you." I said, "Yeah." I said, "We got to call the authorities." He said, "I know, that's why I came to talk to you now. I got to call them." We called. I placed the call. I said, "I have a fugitive here in my office." They asked me, "Is it Jerry?" They named the last name. I said, "Yes." They said, "Dr. Schuller, what if we let him stay there and work for you? Would you take him under your wing? You'd probably do more good than if we took him back here." I thought, I said, "Sure." "So we are a church. We're here to get the worst people to join the club, not the saints." So Jerry came under our wing. He wasn't there long, and his job was to clean the engine room with all the pipes and motors and machines. A dark, black and white, ugly place. It wasn't long, and he came to me and said, "Dr. Schuller, I've accepted Jesus. I saw him in the lives of people here. I see him in you. I'm becoming a Christian." And he said, "You know, I have an idea, a dream. You talk about dreams. I want you to stay out of the engine room." "Me?" "Yes, you, Dr. Schuller. I don't want anybody to come in the engine room. That's my territory." "Okay. There'll come a time when you can come in, I'll let you know." 6 months later, he came and said, face was alive with light, "Come to the engine room." He said, "What I was when I walked on this campus, I was like your engine room. Dirty, dark, black, gray. I want you to see the engine room. That's what my life is like today. You can see the change." And I stepped in the engine room, and the whole ceiling was painted blue with stars. Oh, and the engines were painted green with white and yellow, and there, orange and red, every pipe, every nut, every bolt, the head of even the little bolts, were all painted, and we started calling it the Rainbow Room. What a difference emotionally life becomes when the positive force of Jesus comes in and dominates your personality. Well, I invite you to think about that. I remember on Easter, yesterday the family always comes, children, grandchildren. Boy, we had 20 people for breakfast yesterday morning, and there's Christopher, tall, large, going to seminary this September. Another grandchild going into the ministry. Boy, am I proud of my grandkids. Everyone knows and loves Jesus. And our fellow said, "Remember when Chris was only 3 years old at the breakfast? Remember?" And she reminded me, "Oh, yeah." He walked around the buffet table. There's ham, there's turkey. Oh, and there's salads, and there's fruit, and there's this kind of fruit, and there are buns, and hot cross buns, and cinnamon rolls, phenomenal buffet. He walked all the way around with a plate, holding it in his three-year-old hands, and never picked a thing. And we said, Chris, pick something. There must be something you like. No. No. He walked in the kitchen. Little while later, he came out. He had opened drawers. He found other food. And he came out with what I could best call a marshmallow sandwich. Two pieces of white cracker, and in between a marshmallow. Laugh. Yeah. Do you know what? You and I are born. And we have a lot of freedom, choices. The kind of values that are on the buffet table for you and I in a country called America, here in this church, there's something on the buffet table. Go to Las Vegas, there's other stuff on the buffet table. And go to some bars and saloons, and God knows what they put on the buffet table. And we're given the freedom. Pick what we want. Life's a scoreboard. At best, four quarters. And what you've got to do is look up once in a while and see what your score is. Is it a score like Jerry when he walked out of jail? Or is it a score go pile high in the second quarter and he's painting the green room? What's your score of your faith? Have you found a God that you can believe in or dare to put your trust in even if you don't believe in him? How many amens have there been in your life? Are you ready for the last amen? The greatest amen? Wow, I got a big amen in the first quarter. I was born into a Christian family and I learned who Jesus was from my mother singing with me, Jesus Loves Me, at the piano bench. Oh, and in the second quarter, I got a loud amen. I went to a Christian college and a seminary. Boy, did I learn a faith. Yeah, what an amen. Third amen. I've still got Jesus as a leader. And I'm finding out what human life is like, what the memory, the moods, the systems. And then I find, now, I'm in the fourth quarter of life. How long will I last? Will I last the whole game? I'm hoping to preach a great sermon here when I'm 100 years old, but I don't know. How about you? What quarter are you in? First quarter, second quarter, halftime, third quarter, fourth quarter? Check the scoreboard. How are you doing? Some of you had, you didn't score anything in the first quarter. You weren't born into a very good family. In the second quarter, you were in the university and you just didn't buy any of this supernatural stuff. And now you're in the third quarter and you're sitting here listening to me. Hey, what's your score? You pick it out. You set the priorities. I'm not going to convert you. Wouldn't want to if I could. I want you to find God and Jesus Christ for yourself. Clicking here, clicking on there. Oh, you're going to reach a point. Whatever quarter it happens, it'll be your last amen. Your last hallelujah. My hallelujah, wow, I have them in all four quarters. Amens, all four quarters. I know one thing. Jesus died and was put in a tomb. And when he came out, God said, Amen. It is good. And when I reach that point, however, whenever, I want to hear from God, as he looks down on my life, Amen.
Amen, Schuler. You want that too? You can have it. Let it happen today. It's Easter. It's Easter. The stone's rolled away. It's Easter. It's Easter. This is the Lord's day. We sing hallelujah. We sing praise the Lord who raised up his Jesus and spoke the last word. Amen. Thank you that Jesus is alive and you offer him to each of us to come into our lives and we can be born again. And so, Lord, there's some people here who are choosing to believe in God for the first time and others who are believing in Jesus Christ for the first time and others who are choosing to believe in the book, the Bible, for the first time. Well, vast variety of humans, God. You know where each of us are. Come to us where we are. Meet us where we should be. And our hearts are open to you. And we will say, hallelujah. Amen.
En zo eindigde de samenzang in de Christelijke Kathedraal met een uitbundig gezongen It's Easter, it's Easter. Het is Pasen, het is Pasen. Nou, dat is het ook. Ik wens iedereen hele goede paasdagen toe en een paar hele mooie dagen. Nog een paar mededelingen. We hebben voor het eerst in de geschiedenis van Hour of Power bijeenkomsten die we koffieochtenden noemen. En dat is speciaal bedoeld voor mensen die zeggen we zouden dus wat meer met Hour of Power in contact willen komen. Op 15 april in Apeldoorn en op 17 april in Rotterdam. Iedereen is van harte welkom. En op onze website staat meer informatie over deze bijzondere ochtenden. Ik neem afscheid. Graag tot volgende week bij Hour of Power.